Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Well, the More Success Team is just flat out fired up for Fast Start. Our More Success Team Facebook page is just going crazy with all the new associates on our team that have been leveling up. So to introduce tonight's fired up guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to $250,000 ring earner, the third generation of our family to become a Millionaire Club member, and that's Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Dad. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right, fantastic, and you're exactly right. I mean, just judging from the sheer numbers on the call tonight, there's never been a greater time to be involved in Legal Shield and right now, and the More Success Team is definitely blowing up. Our Mad Streak number is already surpassed any amount that it's ever done in the past. We're going to set the bar really, really high at the end of this month, and everyone taking advantage of the Fired Up for Fast Start to continue to take advantage of that for the next couple of days. We will set records and all-time highs this month on the team, and just want to congratulate each and every one of you for contributing to that. I would like to do a couple of quick house cleaning tips just to before we get into the call tonight. The first one is we were taking you guys down as you joined the call. If you joined since then, make sure you send a text to Stephanie, because we are doing a drawing tonight from the participants from tonight's call. We will announce that winner on our team Facebook page. That Dad already alluded to that. Make sure if you haven't joined our More Success Team Facebook page, you need to do so. We put out a lot of information on there. The upcoming team retreat information is on there. And speaking on that, the second little nugget that I need to share with you guys is this month, we just got a couple more days. When you register for our team breakout next summer in San Antonio, everyone that is participating in a Fired Up for Fast Start, in other words, you've actually brought a new team member on this month, or someone on your team has brought a new team member on this month. We're doing a drawing. Four total winners. We're breaking down the categories. I won't get into all the details, but the main thing is you have to be registered for San Antonio to be able to participate, and then we'll pick four winners that for everyone that you personally recruit. You get a couple of tickets in the drawing. For anyone in your organization that has recruited somebody this month in the Fired Up for Fast Start, you get an additional ticket. Again, it's senior managers and below and directors and above, so it's two different categories. The top winner in each of those categories, we're going to pay for your hotel stay when you're in San Antonio, and then we're going to do a random drawing for everyone else, and we're going to pay for their hotel stay in San Antonio. So make sure you take advantage of that. If you haven't registered for the team retreat, do so now because the price is going up. We have a discounted rate right now, so make sure you take advantage of that fact, and then also to take advantage to be able to position yourself, take advantage of the drawing. Not only are we going to do tonight for a special prize, but we're also going to do for the giveaways on the hotel accommodations in San Antonio. So with no further ado, someone that I've really grown close to for many years, but over the last several months, just extremely close to. I consider him a brother from another mother. He's in the network marketing industry, he's a true giant. He's a pioneer in the network marketing industry. He's built organizations all across the world, but his focus and his sights are on Legal Shield now, doing phenomenal things for a long time, but really, really getting after it right now. And, he's He's an author. He's an entrepreneur. He's a business builder. But most importantly, he's my friend. So with no further ado, let us all welcome to the call tonight my good friend from the great state of North Carolina, Mr. Coach Barkley. Coach, are you on?
That I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Tony. Thank you so much for taking a few moments away from your family tonight to pour into the team.
Absolutely, and I definitely want to thank you. It's definitely an honor, unique opportunity to speak with the team on tonight's call. And again, before I get heavy into it, I just want to let folks know on this call how blessed we are for your leadership, the direction you're leading us within the company. Of course, that wouldn't be possible without your incredible wife, Stephanie, her superb support, your dad, Randy, Pat, and, of course, Mama Moore. Ultimately, for all you guys have done and will continue to do for the team. So, team, listen, my message today won't be a long one because I know you guys have a lot of work to get done as we end the month, but I believe this message can be a very impactful one. During the past couple of weeks, and particularly stemming from the Arizona team retreat, you've had access to some of the best training on the product, the systems, from some of the greatest trainers throughout the whole Legal Shield company. And training that no doubt that each of you can use to build your business and to maximize on the company's contest, bonus, and incentives. But you know what? Yeah, we got 48 hours to achieve PC Club, earn your bonuses, promotions, things of that nature. But today, I just want to talk with you. You know, I just want to appeal to your mind and to your heart on why this is the time. You know, Jeremy spoke about it. Your EDs have been, and Platinum's been speaking about it. This is the place. This is the opportunity to get serious and laser beam focused on building your team, your business, and ultimately this amazing company, Legal Shield. But again, I'm going to need your undivided attention because today's message is really about the cause, the crusade, and the impact. Let me repeat that. The cause, the crusade, and the impact. Our founders, Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher, and our pioneer leaders, Mr. and Mrs. Moore and Wilbur Smith, you know, they've all paved the way with the cause. And their crusade, and because of them, our lives and the lives of millions of others are forever changed and impacted. And a lot of you know this. You know, in the year 2000, a book was written titled The Prepaid Legal Story, the story of one man, his company, and his mission to provide affordable legal protection for everyone. And what amazing story it was and still is. But I want to read something to you why he started this amazing company and why he fought so hard along the way. This one would just be a paragraph or two just to get your mind going as what the message is. Chapter 1 said, it started by an accident. He said, I told my wife, Shirley, never again would I leave my family in such a vulnerable position. And I was astounded that America, you can live your whole life hardworking, law-abiding citizen, and still wind up as a defendant in a court of the target of a legal shakedown that could destroy your finances and even jeopardize your freedom. You see, by the mere birth of our company, we're all meant to be crusaders. If you just think about that paragraph. And as you can imagine, there was no real money in the early years when we started this business. I'm sharing this because some of us may have forgotten this and some new people never heard this. But watch where we're going with this. Those pioneers were laser beam focused on the goal. They went ahead and built the company, as we know, a company that earned them millions on a solid principle, the bedrock principle and mindset of a cause, crusade, and an impact. All right, so if that didn't get your attention, let's look at our Legal Shield's mission statement. Some of you probably know it by heart. To help people improve their lives by teaching life-transforming skills and deliver exceptional products and services that promote peace of mind and confidence in a world that is oftentimes uncaring and selfish. Did you see how the mission statement centered around the opportunity to teach and transform life skills? Interesting. Now, let's go ahead and read what Mr. Stonecipher had to do to take the company to the next level. And again, I'm going somewhere with this. So, and I find this interesting. This chapter is entitled The Prepaid Legal Business Opportunity. He said that I knew that staying alive wouldn't create the kind of change I want to bring to the system or produce the business I wanted for my associates and the investors. He said there had to be a better way to grow our company, get the word out. We just needed to get in front of more people. And we found a better way, and it was to build around an attractive business opportunity that gave our sale associates a real stake in American entrepreneurship and an opportunity that would be good for them and put their company on a fast track. And then closing, he said, for the right kind of person, like the people on this call, the people that's waiting, there's never been a better opportunity. He said, to simply put it, the economy is changing, America is aging, and families are in trouble. Team, that was written in 2000. That was written almost 20 years ago. And I'm here to tell you it's still prevalent today. And what's so interesting, he asked the question, are you on the right side of change? And so here's the deal. Yeah, we're in the 21st century, and we're still about a cause. We're still about a crusade. We're still about a great impact, but we need help. You need help. We need help in more crusaders. Yes, we call them associates. So here's the question of the day. Let's get right to it. What about your company that's within this company called Legal Shield? Think about this. What is your business and management philosophy? Marinate on that for a second. Is it to just sell or just build? I believe it's both, but I hope that you have heavy emphasis on building. Why, would you ask? Here's a secret I learned a long, long time ago. Pay attention. That's right, pay attention. Here it is. Pay attention to what your company is paying you the most to do, and then go do it. One more time. Pay attention to what the company is paying you the most to do, and then go do it. A better way of phrasing it, help the company achieve their goal. In this case, Legal Shield need more associates. They need new associates. We need a bigger distribution arm. When we do that, when you do that, you earn more money and wealth. So here's the real deal. What should we really be selling? See, I want to sell hope. Yep, I want to sell hope. I want to sell opportunity. I want to sell the lifestyle. I want to sell the vision. Now, if you don't think that's really what it should be about, let's go to a scripture, Isaiah 61:1. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because God has anointed me, this will relate to you, to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent everybody on this call to bind up the brokenhearted, to release those who are captive, and to open to the prison to those who are bound. Further in the scripture it says, to comfort those who are mourned, to give beauty to those who've lost it, to build the old desolate, wasted cities for many generations. Now, that's a scripture that I believe relates to Legal Shield. So with all the concepts that's out there, yes, we need to go get it. Yes, with all the bonuses, yep, we need to get it. With all the money that's on the table, it's easy for us to get what we really get paid to do and sell. You know, I had a great conversation with a very successful leader on the call, and we were talking about all the technology that we have. We understand the importance of technology, but, guys, it's easy to forget the human element. And the fact that people still need and deep down crave the human interaction of maybe getting involved with a business like this, full with feelings, emotion, and passion. See, ultimately, they need someone like you that can help them dream again, have hope again. And you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with the product? Well, I believe it has everything to do with the product because the product doesn't move unless we got more people moving it. Here's a quote that I have. When dealing with people, if you come from a place and a state of mind that you want to give others hope and opportunity, they will feel it, and it will awaken their senses and a spirit in a manner that you'll increase the chances of a sale being made and a business relationship being built. So you see, being a crusader will no doubt help you achieve your promotions. That's what this call is about. Being a crusader will help you achieve your bonuses this month, this year, and the years to come. So, to help you with your mission, your vision, your crusade, try this. I told you I want to talk to your heart. Try this. Never forget where you come from. Don't ever forget what brought you to this business model, what appealed to you in the first place. Maybe you should remember when you struggled. I remember when I struggled. Maybe when you remember when you struggled financially, emotionally, when you struggled physically, if you struggled with drugs or bad habits or bad health or with family. See, we have to remember why we got involved with this business. There's a book entitled The Greatest Salesman in the World said, listen, if I become overconfident, I remember the times I failed. Some of you, if you overindulge, think of that past times you were hungry. If you feel complacency, remember your competition. If you feel powerful, try to stop the wind. If you have great wealth, remember one unfed mouth. If you become overly proud, remember moments of weakness. And if you feel your skills are unmatched in Legal Shield, look at the stars. See, folks, at the end of the day, we got to get our crusade back. Remember, people you meet and people you pass by are going through some tough times, man. I see it every day. I need to get busy. We all need to get busy. But they need the hope and opportunity that you have in your hand. Again, between the membership and the income opportunity as an associate, the opportunity is where it's at. Let me show you another simple way to look at it. Lives are protected with our membership. Of course, you get that. But don't ever forget, lives are transformed with the opportunity. See, you're talking to a guy who 20 years ago was scared of his own shadow, a guy who didn't know how he was going to earn six figures. It was the opportunity that gave me a shot. So what do? We get out there. We got to meet them. We got to greet them. We got to shake their hands. Things that you've been taught to do, things that you know to do. But if we put the crusade back in this thing, if we put the passion back in this thing, if we put the vision back in this thing, I think we're going to hit some numbers that the company, wow, it'd be hard for them just to figure out how it happened. We became crusaders again. So your community and your marketplace needs you more now than ever. You guys know an extra $500 to $1,500 a month could prevent a repo. I've been there. Many of you have before. An extra $500 to $1,500 a month with income opportunity could prevent a foreclosure. Come on. Some of you guys have been there. Don't forget it. It could prevent a bankruptcy, a divorce. It could prevent a crime of passion, a crime of money. I said it earlier. Let me say it again. If you help them, they will help you. See, if we go out there and help a lot of them, we get our promotion. We get our bonuses. We get our wealth. And overall, we get our happiness, our peace, and our joy. I could only imagine what the Moore family feels like on a day-to-day basis, knowing the millions of lives they transform by the way of this income opportunity. So what next? Be about the cause. Be about the crusade and just go make an impact. You know, I mentioned this was not going to be a long call. And I thought, what can I share with them? What can I talk about that hopefully would resonate with their heart? I don't think you really need to be taught how to recruit or how to sell. I think we need to really be taught why we need to go do those things. And I think, in closing, if we think about this word called love, just think about this word called love. You know, in that book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, it said, I would greet this day with love in my heart. Until I master this art, I will just be a peddler in the marketplace. It says, when I go out to prospect people, my reasoning they may counter. My speech they may distrust. My clothes they may disapprove. My face they may reject. And even my bargains of my membership, and I'm paraphrasing, they may grow suspicious. Yet my love will melt all the hearts like in the sun whose rays soften the coldest day in the coldest clay. But how will I react to the action of others with love? For just as love is my weapon to open the hearts of men, love is also my shield to repulse the arrows of hate. My shield will protect me in the marketplace and sustain me when I am alone. With love, I will increase my sales 100-fold and become a great salesman. If I have no other qualities, I can succeed with love alone. Without it, I will fail, though I possess all the knowledge and skills in the world. I will greet this day with love, and I will succeed. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is this. Everything's on the table. You hear Jeremy tell it. You've heard it at Arizona. Everything's lined up for us. Everything's positioned for us. All we have to do is be crusaders. All we have to do is focus on the cause. All we have to do is be all about making an impact. And then lastly, all we have to do is go show someone some love. How do you do that? Just go protect them. We got 48 hours. There's so many people need this membership. Just pick up the phone and call them with love and say, listen, I care about you. I love you. We got to get this done. Go build them. Go recruit some folks with this opportunity. Give them a shot. I think that, again, if we go away from being so technical, if we just really come from the heart, not only will we set ourselves up for the next 90 days, we'll set ourselves up for many years to come. So with that being said, love is what the game is all about. I love my More Success team. I love my family. And I just pray that God bless each and every one of you, our incredible company, Legal Shield, and the great United States of America. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, sir.
Wow. Wow, Tony, that was a powerful, powerful message. Thank you so much for being on the call, my friend. I don't think anyone could doubt why you're a master networker from hearing that message tonight.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much for being on the call. And the drawing that we're doing tonight is actually from and Tony, if you would, if you hang on just for another moment or so, we're actually going to give away a copy of your book, Six Laws of Success, for success tonight after the call ends. So, do you want to take just a couple of minutes, a minute or two, if you have time to kind of talk to folks about what this book is and who he actually dedicated it to and how
yeah.
it's applicable to Legal Shield and all that?
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that. The book was written from 20 years of experience in the industry, and one of the things I realized, guys, is that whether it's Legal Shield or our finances or our business or our personal lives, there's six laws that most people are breaking, and I believe they're breaking them because they really don't know they exist. And we know what happens if we break a law. And so law number one, real quickly, is how to upgrade and protect our minds. Listen, at the end of the day, we have to upgrade our minds for the 21st century, just like we upgrade our phones, and we have to protect them. Law number two, we have to set goals properly to hit goals often. You know, I've seen so many people never achieve their goals because they never were taught how to set them. I just happen to learn this stuff from some of the most successful people in the industry, and I just mastered it and applied the laws to my good. Law number three, adjust your attitude for high altitude. Doesn't mean bad things happen to when bad things happen to good people, how do we adjust it? Law number four, break bad habits and form good habits. If we're going to do well in leadership, we got to break the bad habits and form good ones, and that's what the book talks about. Law number five, understand how money truly works and build a financial house. That is the law that we talk a lot about, the Legal Shield membership, the foundation of a financial house. And within that law, that chapter, if you will, we talk about why network marketing and Legal Shield is a phenomenal income opportunity. So it's a great marketing and recruiting tool. And law number six, time management. And so in closing, when I finished the book, shortly thereafter, I got the call from Randy that we lost our friend, our pal, father figure, our mentor, our coach, Mr. Kenneth Moore, and I just thought there was nobody better that I've known over 15 years or in my whole life that really exuded and exemplified what it takes to be a success. And so I had the blessing from the Moore family to dedicate the book to him. So I hope whoever gets the book, I hope that you read it, you digest it, and it helps you achieve your goals and dreams. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for allowing me to speak about the book.
Oh, my pleasure, my friend. And I was mistaken when I said we were giving away a copy of it. Stephanie corrected me. We're giving away five copies of it tonight. So,
All right.
So it'll be five winners, and we'll display the winners on our team Facebook page later this evening or first thing tomorrow. And also, Coach, if folks that are on the call tonight, if they want to get a copy of that, what's the best way for them to go online and order a copy of that?
Absolutely. They can just go online to Amazon and search The 6 Laws of Success. And, of course, the author, myself, or if you're like some folks, you try to stay off the Internet with all the stuff that's happening, you can just shoot me a message, book, and I'll be gladly to get a copy sent out to you.
Fantastic. Well, again, thank you so much, and you guys are killing it there in North Carolina, and actually it's rapidly expanding away from you, which is the most powerful thing about network marketing. It just it amazes me how quickly the business grows away from you. I understand you got some you and Mr. Jeff Hughes are going to be doing some phenomenal things down there in the next week or so.
Well, let me end on this note. Some of you guys heard that there were some flight issues, but on the way flying out of Arizona, I decided I want to change my seat for my son because I figured he'd be snoring from all the fun in Arizona, and I didn't want people to think that was me. So I go to the front counter, and I ask to change my seat, and they said, okay, we'll give you a window seat. Well, I walk down the window at the aisle, and lo and behold, who's in the center seat? Mr. Jeff Hughes. I took my seat. I couldn't believe what was happening, and I had planned on sleeping because I didn't sleep much the night before. So the plane had not started taking off yet, and me and Mr. Hughes began to conversate for a total of 4.5 hours. We were still talking before the plane landed, and I will tell you what happened without going in graphic detail. We have decided to lock some arms and help this Moore family build this thing, but more importantly, we built a friendship, a kinship. We laughed, we cried, we prayed, and I'm here to tell you that we all need somebody. And if you don't have someone to run with, make yourself in position so someone can select you to run with. And you're right, Jeremy. We are committed to doing some wonderful things, and we just ask that everybody keep us in prayer with that, as we will keep you as well.
All right, my friend. Well, you know, I have no doubt that special things are about to keep continuing to happen from the East Coast. So congratulations and thank you again. Please give Miss Sharice a big hug and a special kiss for me. And I can't wait to see you guys again out there in North Carolina.
Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Well, guys, I don't know what else to add to the call tonight. It's absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, just a couple of things. You know, we just got just a handful of hours. Just a handful of hours to take part in the most unprecedented bonuses as a company has ever put on the table for new people to launch their business is right now. We only have a handful of hours. Dig deep, take charge, and flat out get after it and set yourself up for a phenomenal rest of the summer going into the phenomenal. Into the fall to our Salt Lake City convention. So, you know, again, really, really, I don't know if this type of opportunity would for a brand new person to put that much money and bonuses on the table will happen again. So I encourage you guys to take advantage of that. And most importantly, continue to always, always, always put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third. Everything else will take care of itself. God bless and good night, everyone.